Before we begin, I'd like to mention a trigger warning for this episode, which mentions sexual violence.
I speak to so many book clubs, and every time I speak to them, they go, give us a South African writer we can support, whose work we can support. And then I have to go, well, you know, I know a ton, but you can't get their books here.
Welcome to the Publishing Podcast for Potential Writers. I'm Sarah Said, and that woman you just heard was Bianca Murray, an author, podcaster, and creative writing instructor at the University of Toronto's School of Continuing Studies.
Originally from South Africa, now living in Toronto. I was running a volunteer program in Soweto that helped HIV/AIDS orphans and their caregivers. And I did that for 10 years. But it took 4 years to get permanent residency in Canada. They kept changing the criteria. When we landed, we had four animals, four suitcases. We knew no one. And it just worked, and we were so incredibly lucky.
Murray is a woman not afraid to go for what she wants. And what she wants is to raise enough money on GoFundMe to help South African writer Keletso Mopai with her education.
She has been nominated for all kinds of prizes. She's gotten huge recognition. You know, she's been accepted into MFA programs that would reject me. I would not get into these MFA programs.
Mopai's stories are an exploration on identity, race, and culture in South Africa.
South Africa is a very misogynistic culture. It's very patriarchal, and it's incredibly frustrating, especially to be a Black woman in South Africa, because there is so much violence, sexual violence, physical violence that Black women in South Africa experience on a daily basis. And so these are all things that Keletso explores. And she looks at Black queer stories in South Africa, which is hugely important as well, because there is still something in South Africa called corrective rape. When I actually use that phrase, my blood boils, because there is a thing in South Africa that if you are a queer woman in South Africa, a queer Black woman, it means you just haven't met the right penis yet. And so you are going to be raped, because that is going to cure you of your queerness, which is just appalling. So, you know, everything that Keletso touches on are things that Black South African women need to be talking about. It's things that women in general need to be talking about.
But Mopai faces financial barriers that don't allow her to take on the prestigious programs she has been accepted to.
And to know that you have this enormous talent, but you cannot get the resources together to take advantage of these opportunities, it's extremely frustrating for her.
Murray first met Mopai through a publishing company in South Africa called Blackbird Books. At the time, she was working with their founder, Tabiso Malape, toward helping young writers.
And I realized more and more that there are a ton of South African authors who are trying to tell their own stories, but they're only being published in South Africa. They can't get published on a larger platform, which is incredibly frustrating for them. And, you know, it's sad for the rest of the world, because these are stories that everyone else should be reading. And I said to her, look, what can I do? I want to work with you to help empower young Black women to tell their own stories. But, you know, where do we begin? What do we do? And at that point, she said there are no residencies in South Africa for writers. So I joined up with Tabiso and Blackbird Books and someone else called Casa Lord, and we came up with a residency for Black women writers in 2019.
And that is when Mopai comes in the picture. She was a published author at Blackbird Books then, which is when her and Murray crossed paths.
And she wrote a phenomenal collection of short stories, which I read and loved, and I had her on the podcast. And her and I chatted, and she was just frustrated because she's a geologist. That's what she studied for. She's still in huge student debt trying to pay off that geology degree that she cannot get employed for in South Africa, and she wants to write. And for me, you know, those kinds of barriers to entry, if we can take them away, how amazing to have these diverse voices, you know, who go on to publish internationally. And so, you know, I started fundraising for Keletso.
So far, Murray has raised nearly $7,000 out of her $9,300 goal on GoFundMe to help Mopai.
And we managed to get enough for her to attend the University of Cape Town for 1 year to do her MFA and to be able to stay in the residency, which was amazing. And now that she is going, she is so excited. She's just bouncing off the walls with excitement. She can't wait to begin. And, you know, she, like I say, she's so talented and just barriers to entry, which are frustrating.
But the GoFundMe wasn't the only thing Mairead did to raise money for the cause.
So what I've noticed is people get sort of fatigue from being asked to donate all the time. And so I did as much of that as I could. Besides asking people to donate, it was linked to prizes. If they donated, then they stood in line to win a manuscript evaluation that I would do. And then I did a course where all the proceeds from that course went to Kaleto.
Still, Mairead says she is done pushing the fundraising on GoFundMe for now and will revisit it later.
It's currently on hold. I haven't closed the GoFundMe because this is just enough for Kaleto for this year. And, you know, to try and study and have this looming threat over you that you're worrying about, will you be able to study next year? So I'm hoping to give it a bit of a break and let everybody regroup and regather as we come into this year. And then I'm going to, you know, give it once again.
But that doesn't mean she isn't pushing for a change for South African writers in other ways.
And to that end, I've, chatted to another amazing Canadian independent publisher called Rising Action Publishing. One of the publishers there is Alexandria Brown. And she has now partnered with Blackbird Books to be publishing those South African stories in Canada. And this is the thing about South African women that I love, is that they don't just get given an opportunity, succeed, and run off into the sunset with their success. They reach down and they pull up other women along the ladder, and they keep pulling these women up with them so that these women succeed and then reach down again and pull up other women. And that's, so for me, this isn't just helping Kaleto. It's going to have a ripple effect because Kaleto wants to empower other young Black woman writers to tell their stories. And once she has success and once she's opened these doors, she can hold the door open for people behind her.
And though Mairead is excited to keep empowering other women, she still struggles with feelings of guilt.
I feel enormous guilt about the opportunities that I've had as a white privileged writer that Black writers in South Africa don't have. And, you know, I feel like when you feel guilt, there are two things you can do. One is, you know, you could just feel guilty and do nothing about it. Or two, you can use that guilt, harness it in a way that something productive comes of it, and try and do something to uplift the people that you are feeling guilty about. And so that's, you know, what I've chosen to do.
And Mairead says she will continue to do so and support Mapai throughout her entire career.
My work with Kaleto, after she writes her novel, after she's published her novel, I will still be championing her work and the work of anyone else that she is championing along the way. So I'm just hugely optimistic.
Join us next time for an episode all about the process of getting an agent to represent you as a writer. Bye for now, and for Say News, I'm Sarah Sadd in Toronto.